You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is a report in Bloomberg this Friday afternoon that Donald Trump is going to order ByteDance to divest its ownership of TikTok. This would be done through the president's authority over foreign investment in the United States. What do I think of this? Well, in a way, I'm pleased. I was worried that Trump was going to ban TikTok entirely by putting it on the entities list, or by putting ByteDance on the entities list, and making it impossible for U.S. businesses to work with it. But still, do I actually think TikTok deserves this punishment? ByteDance deserves this punishment? No. There may be security concerns. It is absolutely true that it is an important social media platform, and it is a little bit awkward to have it owned by a Chinese company, since many Chinese companies have close relationships to the state. But think about the consequences. It is the one social media platform that has grown up to compete with Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp. It is the one that has grown up organically in the last couple of years. We worry a ton, as we saw in the antitrust hearings on Wednesday, about competition. But then what happens when there is actual competition? The U.S. government is going to mess with it. And in fact, the likely outcome is that TikTok will be bought by one of the U.S. tech giants. And so weirdly, we will have had hearings about how the power of these tech giants can distort democracy. And then the most specific action that happens afterwards is something that will just most likely make the tech giants more powerful. I think on the merits, it's probably not a justified decision, though I don't have all the intelligence about how TikTok security works. I think, though, Trump is doing it not really on the merits, but because of politics. He wants to be tough on China. It's an issue where he polls better than Joe Biden. This will get that conversation back into the bloodstream. It will help the American companies, certainly Google and Facebook and Microsoft, are pleased that a competitor is getting kneecapped by the president. And Donald Trump also has a lot of resentment at TikTok because it's where lots of anti-Trump memes come. So overall, it's not as bad a decision as it could have been, but it's certainly not something I'm proud that my country just did. All right, see you later.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.